injury report. We had two guys DMP. We had Derek Wolf with his sore neck, and CJ Anderson, just an illness, guys. He went home. We had six guys limited today. Matt Paradis came back from his back a little bit here. Benny Fowler with an ankle. Stevenson with a calf. Darren Stewart with a thigh. He went full, I'm sorry, so he's full. Ty Davis was limited with his ankle. Ron Leary was limited with his elbow. Demaryius Thomas limited with a hamstring. We had six guys go full. Brandon Marshall full with his shoulder. Shane Ray with his wrist was full. Latimer with his knee was full. Emmanuel Sanders was full with his ankle today. Jamal Charles and Pecco was full after their vet days off. Questions, guys?
Any concerns on Wolf or CJ for Sunday?
I'm not. CJ just wasn't feeling well, you know, so he went home just to get rest and kind of recover. Wolfie, it's a sore neck, so you know, I'm not concerned about that at all. He should be okay.
What about Paris? How much did he do?
He did most of our walkthrough stuff, a little bit of indie work, you know, but he's getting better fast. So obviously he wants to play, and he's, you know, he's a guy that's fought through injuries before, so he gets it. So he's getting better fast, so he'll be fine.
As a fellow coach, what do you admire about how Belichick goes about things?
Wow, man, I mean, he's obviously one of the greatest, you know, as far as winning championships. I mean, it's bar none. You know, how his teams show up and play, you know, with great detail and focus every Sunday. You know, how they fight through adversity, you know, with no issues. You know, they have problems and they move right past them and they stay with the process. So, you know, he's obviously involved with all phases of their game plans, and he gets it, you know, how to attack his opponents. So, I mean, he's one of the guys we all admire, you know, and we watch how he goes about his business. It's special.
Despite a number of injuries, it seems Demaryius is about to start in his 100 consecutive game.
Yeah.
What does that say about him just in terms of his durability out there?
Well, that speaks to his work ethic, you know. It speaks to his toughness. I mean, it's a tough game, you know, and to play that many games, you know, in a row, it's amazing. It's a physical sport. I mean, he's a receiver. He takes poundings all the time. You know, even being here with him for my first year here, watching the guy rehab and take care of his body and week to week have injuries, but finds a way to play in a football game, and that's special.
Their defense doesn't have a ton of big name guys.
Right.
What's allowed them recently to have so much success?
Well, you know, it's kind of two halves for that defense. The first month of the season, they gave up a lot of points. I think 42, 30, 33 twice, and now they're giving up 12.8 in the last month. But again, that speaks to Coach Belichick. I mean, he's a guy that makes adjustments. You know, defensively, when you watch this defense on tape, every game looks different. Okay, so they do a good job of adjusting to their opponents. You know, in the last 4 weeks, it's been pretty good against four really good offenses. So it's just impressive to watch those guys how they make adjustments and how they change weekly to help their players play better.
Because they change so much.
Yes.
Is that something that you account for, and you have different plans depending on what he comes out with?
No, we have a game plan, and you know, our game plan is based off structure. So it's not based off who's moving where. It's basically based off front structure. It's based on the secondary structure as far as our offense fighting their defense. So no, it won't affect our game plan at all.
Tom Brady obviously having another great season, but has been sacked 21 times this
yeah.
year. Do you guys see an opportunity for this pass rush to kind of gain some steam this week?
Well, absolutely. Our defense is based on, obviously, our pass rush, you know, and our corners covering, you know. But we have to get into a game where we can rush the passer, and we can have our DBs make plays. So that's always a positive for us to have a game like that. But we have to make it happen, you know. In the last four or five games, it hadn't been a game like that. It's been more of a two or three score game late. So our rush has been contained just by what kind of game we've been in. So we have to make it a game so we can rush the passer and make plays on the ball.
We almost never see Khalid have a bad game.
Right.
He wasn't one of his best against Eagles. What have you seen from him and how he's rebounded in practice?
He's been locked in, you know. If you know him, he's so competitive. And you know, he didn't have a great game last week. None of us did. But you can tell how he's worked in practice this week, and then he's kinda quiet, you know. When he gets quiet, he's kinda focusing on his job, and he wants to play well this week.
And you guys have been pretty open about, I guess you've been open the last couple of weeks about issues covering tight ends. This mm-hmm. guy's another animal.
Yeah.
Where does the, I guess, the issue lie? Is it mm-hmm. it not being able to execute when you guys know that's an issue?
What issue lies in you can't double, you know, one guy every play. You know, so from time to times, you have to have your guys cover one-on-one. You know, if it's first and 10, no one's going to be in a defense where you're doubling a tight end. That makes no sense because you have the run game to account for. So from time to time, our backers and our safeties have to cover the backs and the tight ends one-on-one. That's just part of it, you know, and we have to win there, you know. But now, third downs, you know, specialty downs there where the ball should go to that guy, we have a plan to defend those guys, you know, with coverage, with leverage. But if it's first and 10, how do you do that without someone covering someone one-on-one?
Yeah, it's really different. Their leading receivers are running back.
Yes.
And their second receivers are tight end.
Absolutely. It's different because it's a matchup type of offense, okay? They're going to find the best matchup for their team and exploit it. I mean, that makes them special. I mean, White, I mean, he's the leading receiver. Like 48 receptions. That's crazy, you know, and the tight ends are next. And then he's got five guys with 30 balls or more, you know. So they're going to find a weak spot and try to take advantage of it. So we have to know what that is, okay, and get there first. That's our plan.
Did you expect to see something you haven't seen given they've had a week off?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, every time you play this team, you know, you watch the tape and you prepare for that stuff, but you know as a coach you have to have a second level of your adjustments because it's going to show up on game day, something you hadn't seen. So, absolutely.
Coach, any closer to decision on right tackle?
On right tackle, we've got two guys working there. We got Barber and Stevenson, and we've got Wilkinson also working there. You know, we'll see where we're at end of the week.
When you face them in Miami, would you see them be that different from the first time in the same season back?
It was really different. You know, the first time it was a young guy playing, Garoppolo. Second time it was Tom. So it was really different. It was more of a run first offense with him. Our second game in week, I think, 16 or 17, it was a big game for both teams, and our pass rush was playing really, really well at the time, and he didn't throw a pass over 8 yards, you know, and he pounded the ball in the first half and threw quick passes. So, again, I mean, he's going to have a plan for how to attack our defense and vice versa, offense and defense.
Okay, thank you,
all right, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right.